Welcome to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. This podcast is a journey of discovery as we learn how the soul evolves over various incarnations to understand all about the complexities of being a human being who has to bravely navigate viewing life as a non-dualistic struggle between good and evil through consciousness-raising experiences that test our valor.
Welcome back to the Infinite Life Podcast. I'm your host, Katish Haberfield. And this week we have Miles's second session in the spiritual weight season. This session also went an interesting way. We took Miles immediately back into a past life where he discovers how the weight of words can hold us back and hold us down. So this was really quite interesting from a parent's perspective to listen to the experience that Miles has as a little girl in this lifetime. And then we see how actually this experience that he has creates pain that he's feeling in his current lifetime in his shoulders, and how this pain is actually embedded as a weight from the words that were said to him, but also they are representative of multiple lifetimes where a similar thing happened and where Miles didn't process the emotion, as we often don't do, and it allowed it to create a bigger and bigger burden. What we also find is that when we have these emotional experiences, we can disassociate to compensate for the shame that we feel in the moment of being told off or having some kind of emotional experience. And when we disassociate, basically our inner child puts us in the corner and we stay in the corner and we function, the rest of us functions without this subsegment of ourself, which is upset and has gone to hide. And generally speaking, what you'll find is this creates a sub-personality with this disassociation, and you lose access to or numb out the particular emotion that you were feeling prior to this moment, whether it be joy or happiness or whatever it was. And when we reintegrate this disassociated part of yourself from any lifetime, you regain access to the joy or whatever emotion it is that that child was holding because they felt embarrassed, shamed, frustrated, angry, whatever it is. I really want to say that as a parent, you don't need to blame yourself for every single situation that a child has where they might potentially disassociate. It's part of that child's learning experience, and over the various lifetimes, they should get better at dealing with it. However, it's up to that child's coping strategies and resilience as to whether they do. You can't control their actions. You can control the words that come out of your mouth and realize that words do create consequences. And so one of the things I guess that I'm going to ask you to do in this session is to listen to it and to see how the way that we speak to each other does create consequences. So think about what comes out of your mouth and try to process your emotion. Feel the emotions rise as you go through them and learn to moderate that emotion so that you don't say something that you may regret. It comes with practice. Practice makes perfect, and sometimes it takes many lifetimes to get it right. Just a human being. So don't expect emotional perfection. That's what we're here on earth for, is to master emotions. So anyway, this is a very interesting episode to see the impact of the weight of words and how they become a burden for Miles. So I hope you find this episode interesting, and next week we'll have Miles' third and last session, and that will be the last session for this season. Thank you once again. Namaste. Take care. Thank you. aware of your pulse, going down to your legs, down to the soles of your feet, heavier and heavier. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to listen as we step down a staircase that has just appeared in your mind. And in your mind, you can see that it has 10 steps. And Miles, I want you to step downwards. And each step you take on that step, on that stairway, is going to make you feel more and more relaxed. And at the bottom of the stairs, you're going to see a white room where you can go in and find a beautiful, relaxing room with a beautiful chair to sit into. So I want you to go down with 10, with 9, with 8, with 7, with 6, with 5, with 4, with 3, with 2, with 1. Now be there. So opening that door and finding that white room with a relaxing chair and a cinema screen. I want you to take a seat in the chair and focus on the cinema screen. I want you to see the relaxing scene in nature that is there. It may be a garden or a beach or a place in nature. And then all I want you to simply do is to see that at this cinema screen now, another door is appearing. And I want you to know that you can simply step up out of your chair and step through the cinema screen into that door. And on the other side of that door is going to be another lifetime that you have lived that is creating an impact on the weight of your life. It's maybe a mental weight, an emotional weight, or a physical weight that is holding you down, holding you back, or adding unnecessary weight or burden to your life. So, Miles, when you step through that door, I want you to see your feet on the other side. Be there now. And I want you to tell me in that moment, what do you see? What's your first impression?
It's a lot of grass. It's like a mountainous-like area. And I'm small, barefoot. Like a young teenager. It's a nice area. It's very pretty. Mountains. I'm by myself just playing out here.
Okay.
It's just landscape right now.
And what do you know about yourself? Do you know what gender you are?
I'm like a teenage girl. Almost like a blondish red like hair.
And is it daytime?
It's daytime. Evening.
Okay. And would a name come to your mind?
Rosalind.
Rosalind? Okay. And know, Miles, that you can, as you have an extra ability here, allow Rosalind's voice to come through if you want, or you can just keep talking to me as Miles. But what else do you know about this moment in time? What are we here to see today?
No, I'm not sure yet.
Okay, that's all right. So take a step forward and just allow.
I'm supposed to be getting something and bringing something back, but I'm playing instead.
It's
the feeling I'm getting, but I don't know what it is yet.
Okay. So just allow the scene to unfold for you without any hesitation or fear. Just look around. See what you saw, hear what you heard, Feel what you felt at this moment in time and allow yourself to move the scene forward any amount that you need to.
So I'm just playing with sticks. Mm-hmm. I'm just running through the landscape, and there's kind of hills and lightly wooded like area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just playing in the woods and seeing animals and chasing them and just being a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come looking up at the sky, and it seems like it's too late and I'm supposed to head back. And the feeling I'm getting is firewood.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what kind of got me to pick up the stick in the first place. Then I was using it like a sword, like a kid would, and just
mm-hmm.
goofing off, and
mm-hmm.
then lost track of time and I'm late.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like something any kid would do.
And how does being late make you feel?
Bad. Anxious.
Okay, why?
I guess as people are depending on me, mm-hmm. we were going to use that to cook the dinner for food for everybody. And now I don't have any firewood and I'm supposed to have already been home.
Okay. And what happens next?
I get scolded. My parents were upset. It looks like where we're at, or at least the time frame, there's not like stoves or like refrigeration or anything like that. I have younger siblings, so I guess the family dynamics, my mom stays with the kids and I go get the firewood, and yeah, my dad would be the one that would go get the food. And what you get that day is what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
There's not like leftovers, because like I said, there's no like refrigeration.
So what happens next?
I'm in trouble. I get yelled at, and I have to go out with my dad to go get firewood.
Mm-hmm.
Get scolded the whole time.
And are you successful in getting firewood?
Yes, he is. And I'm just sitting there to watch, and because I'm getting yelled at as if I can't do it.
Okay. And what do you know about your family? How many siblings do you have?
I have two.
Mm-hmm.
It's two younger brothers. Really little. I'd say probably 3 and maybe 4 or 5.
Okay. What else do we need to see at this moment?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I guess it's just the scolding.
Okay.
How it made me feel is fortunate. I know it's to try and teach me a lesson at this point, but it's not that I can't do it, because I've done it before. That's the family dynamic, as
mm-hmm.
you asked. This is something I've done many times before, but I've also made this mistake before.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the issues and what he's yelling at me is, I've got to do it because you can't. It's not that I can't. It's just that, you know, I'm still a kid and I lose track of time, but I'm physically capable of getting
mm-hmm.
the firewood, and I've done it before. It's just, I don't know.
Okay.
That's the thoughts that's running through my head. It's like, I can do it. I just made a mistake.
Okay. And so for your mind stream, your eternal mind stream to to remember this moment, Miles. There are many moments over the evolution and lifetime of all of your avatars. There has to be something that stands out because it seems fairly harmless, fairly nondescript, like you wouldn't expect somebody to remember being scolded. What else is there to see?
I think what stands out to me is the joy that I had just playing by myself, the freedom. Man, it's almost like I'm seeing light now that I'm saying this out loud. Like, that's the answer.
Okay.
Almost like confirmation. It's just the enjoyment of freedom that I could even have with myself and my imagination. But it's like the family dynamic was upset with me about that. So it's like I was having fun, but then the fun is what caused me to get in trouble. I feel like that resonates with kids, especially in this day and age with school and responsibilities and homework and things like that. I feel like sometimes they're just too young for all those responsibilities. Then they need more time just to be a kid.
Okay. All right. And I want you to focus in on the light that you are seeing. What do we need to know about that, if anything?
I guess the feeling that I'm getting is that's relatable no matter how old you are. And that time's irrelevant, almost like the conversation we had before this, that your soul is the same no matter how old your physical body is. And the things that you enjoy never truly change.
True. Yeah.
And you're always going to want to enjoy freedom, and nobody really likes restraints and responsibilities. But doing the things you love is what's really important.
Okay. So how did this moment, this scolding, this association of getting in trouble when you have fun, impact the you of this lifetime? How did this impact Roslyn as she grew up?
It just killed the fun.
Okay.
I was getting scolded. I had flashbacks of just times where I would do the same thing that I was doing. Of course, I was by myself, so they couldn't see, but they enjoyed it. Like, they enjoyed my humor and my imagination and the fun that I was having. But when I did something wrong, that was the wrong thing. I guess me being an adult now, just thinking about it, it's not you having fun that's the problem. It's that you just didn't do the task, right?
All right. So let's not interpret it too much.
That's the issue, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Can we take this scene forward to the last day of her life if there isn't anything else to see? If that was the only moment in this lifetime, then let's go to the last day of her life. However, if there's another moment that's important, then let's skip to the next moment.
It's almost like coming blank for me.
Okay.
It's like I'm just seeing light. I had a flash of her having kids and being the same way.
Okay.
But then it's like I'm not seeing anything else. I'm guessing that's it.
Okay. All right. So you're saying that you see a flash of light. So that means that you've already left the body and you're going up towards the light. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I want you to go up towards the light, and then I want you to see if there is anyone that meets Rosalind. And it doesn't matter, there may not be anybody.
She gets a husband, but it's almost like a hard to read. It's not coming through clearly, but the only thing I'm getting is that she gets a husband and has kids and just the same thing, but it's like she has flashbacks. That was a big trauma in her lifetime. Like she never got over that specific moment. Not that it hasn't happened before.
Okay, she, yeah.
But that specific time really stuck with her to where she didn't have fun again.
Okay, all right. So I want to hear what, in Rosalind's words, as she's floating up towards the light, her life is complete. What are the words that she says to herself that form a limiting belief or a vow that have impacted your soul? What are the words that she says or vows?
Just to be free and do what you love, no matter what other people may think about you. Doing the things that you love is never wrong, as long as you find happiness.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay. And does Rosalind have anything that she would like to say to Miles other than that message, or is that the message?
That's the message.
That's the message. Okay, perfect. All right. And are there any, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to just say a few words. So just listen to me, Miles. As Rosalind has reviewed and given us her perspective on that lifetime, I want to understand that it's time for you to release any of the outdated mental and emotional residues that Rosalind had about being scolded and about not being allowed to have joy and fun in her life. And because this is impacting upon your soul across all lifetimes. So, Miles, are you ready to release the outdated mental and emotional residues that Rosalind felt in this lifetime? Are you ready to be free of these?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So, if I could get a percentage out of 100, to what percentage comes to your mind straight away as to the proportion that you're willing to let go of?
All of it.
All of it, 100%. Perfect.
100%.
Okay. All right. So I just want you to repeat after me. I release.
I release. Any outdated vows.
Or mental and emotional.
Or mental and emotional residues
that were blocking or slowing my path.
That are blocking or slowing my path.
I release 100%.
I release 100%.
Into the white light of spirit.
Into the white light of spirit.
Perfect. Miles, your subconscious mind understands it can resolve and heal past life influences, especially those that impacted Rosalind, by breaking the bonds of time now and by releasing all excessive emotions and mental residues. So please take a deep breath in and then exhale the residues of Rosalyn. Perfect. So you can continue to reaffirm past positive vows and continue to release outdated vows in the days and years ahead. So what I want you to do, Miles, is I want you to drift away from this scene. I want you to drift up higher and higher and higher as we follow the path of that white light into the celestial realms. And as you get towards the celestial realms, you're going to find a beautiful bench or chair to rest on. I want you to take a seat on that chair. And I want you to invite one of your spirit guides, or two if you like, to come and sit on the chair beside you. And then in your own time, I want you to hold out your hand and examine the energy. And let me know who's on the right-hand side. If you're not sure of the energy, then what I want you to do is to just describe it to me. Is it color, a shape? Is it?
It's
something that's familiar, unfamiliar?
It's familiar. It's just like the face keeps changing.
Okay.
The feeling I'm getting is like a higher self. It's like a gold energy.
Okay.
Familiarity is just some of the past lives that we've went through. The first one, the face that I saw, but it's like it's fading out of view and almost changing.
Okay, so what we need it
was
to
like
do.
Red Wolf.
Okay, was Red Wolf first?
Mm-hmm. So it's, I would guess, like a higher version of myself.
Okay, so what we need to do to confirm it is if it is your higher self. If it is, if your higher self is not going to be offended in any way, shape, or form by what I'm about to say, okay, Miles?
Okay.
If it's your higher self has got an identity, and your higher self will allow you to look into their eyes. So I want you to check to see if you can look into this entity's eyes. It should be immediate yes if you can.
No.
No. Okay. A second thing I want you to do is there's a little pot of cooking salt beside you. The kind of old-fashioned pot that your grandmother might have had where she dipped that little tiny little teaspoon in to the jar. And I want you to dip your teaspoon into the jar and now fling it at your higher self.
It's like it went through it.
Did it bubble and dissolve the entity, or is that entity still there?
That's I guess still there.
Okay.
It's like it just went through it and nothing happened.
Great. Okay. So what I'm showing you there, Miles, is a test to see if the entity or being that you meet when you're in a relaxed state, especially in hypnosis or meditation or astral traveling, is who they say they are, okay? The test for you to remember and your subconscious mind to remember is the looking at the eyes and the salt test to see if the entity is still there. So we'll just park that for a moment, and I want you to look and see who's on the left-hand side.
I don't see anybody else.
You hold your hand out? So hold your hand out on either side And I'm asking for whoever is in this space to step forward and let them bring their energy closer to Miles so Miles knows who we are. Not feeling anything today, Miles?
I'm not.
Okay. All right. So we're just, what we're going to do. Sorry.
I'm sorry. It's like I'm, the only entity I've got is the one right in front of me that we.
Yep. Okay. That's
fine.
Threw
the salt at. I don't know.
Okay. All right. And this entity that's on your right hand side, the higher self sometimes has a name that it refers to itself as. Are you getting a name or anything or some kind of a representation?
Ashbin.
Okay, great. Thank you. And could you ask Ashbin if they are going to help you do a body scan today or if they're going to bring you in an angel to take you to another lifetime? What's your higher self's request for this moment?
They want to do a body scan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Miles. So what I want you to do is just imagine that you have a torch or some kind of a lightsaber or some kind of a device. And I want you to imagine that you were floating up high and looking down upon Miles's body. And I simply want you to scan from your feet to your head. And we're just looking for shapes, colors, sounds or symbols. You're working from your feet. Do you see anything shape, color, sound or symbol on your feet?
No.
No, great. Okay. Moving up to your calves.
No. I see about like a thin like veil of white throughout, but it's almost like a nervous system. Like,
all right.
But it's like white and it starts at the calves.
Okay. And I just wanted to check because our nervous system is really important for our mental health as well as our physical health, but particularly for our mental health. Is there a message? Because our nervous system can actually speak to us and give us messages. What is the message that your nervous system wishes to impart to you today, Miles? If you could imagine that your nervous system could talk. Does it have anything to say?
I don't know. Not really. I guess just take care of yourself.
Does it feel tight and tense or does it feel flowy like the nervous system should be?
It feels pretty flowy. It's flowy and white, I guess. The feeling that I get that it's clean, but
clean?
It doesn't reach out through my whole body. So I don't think it's.
Okay.
The other feeling I'm getting is it could grow more.
Okay.
Like it needs more nutrients, but it's healthy.
Okay. Here's the question for you. Where it doesn't reach, can you focus in on that area there?
Yes, it's like ankles and down, and then the same thing in my hands.
Okay.
It's like it's not reaching the extremities.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to look now, we're going to focus in really, let's start with the feet and order the arms first. It could be the same thing. Do you see a symbol there? A color, a symbol, an item?
I do, but not there.
Okay. All right. Just tell me what came to your mind then when I asked you that and you said, but not there.
It's I don't know what the name of that shape would be. A diamond-ish shape, but like more rounded.
Uh-huh.
It comes to a point at the bottom, but at the top it's rounded. I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Okay, and where is that located in your body?
It's actually in my shoulder that I was talking about earlier.
Okay.
And the color is like a, I don't know, like a, not quite red, but not quite pink, like a, I don't know.
Do you get a sense of what it's made of?
I don't know. It's almost like a rock-like material.
Hmm?
Feels like it would almost be like a stone or something, but.
Hmm? And if it could talk, what would it say?
I was just saying that this is a pain center, but I don't know what it's from.
Okay. If you focus in on this pain center, do you get the feeling that there's a pain center from this life or another lifetime? Or is it an external entity's pain center?
I feel like it's multiple lifetimes that I'm, I guess, experienced in this one too.
Okay.
Trying to think of how to. It's like a recurring issue.
Okay, recurring issue. All right. And if we could bring in your higher self, what would they like us to know about this pain center?
That most people have it.
Okay.
It's like a common thing, even though it's in different parts of the body for different people.
Okay.
They're telling me that, I guess, the biggest part about this experience, this past life regression, is that it's so simple and so small that you see it every day.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't change how significant it is for the person that's in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And so it carries over because a lot of people don't experience it as a lesson until they have it happen to them or they do it to somebody else. And it just keeps coming up. The pain that I'm feeling is almost like it's being pushed down into me. And it's almost like the lesson that my higher self is trying to say that is that when you do this, it's like you're pushing down them, almost like their soul and who they're intended to be.
Okay. Well, it's like a suppression.
When you do that, yes, it's like a suppression. It almost feels, even though it's like a sharp pointy object, it's like the feeling that I'm getting is almost more like two hands pushing down on my shoulder.
Okay.
Which is odd because the shape of the object. But yeah, it's like a suppression because you overlook the small things that really help you turn out to who you are as a person.
Okay. And what would it take to completely remove this?
It's a small thing that you can just take and throw away.
So can you just pull it out and throw it away?
My higher self's telling me it's...
You just reach in, Miles, and pull it out?
It's hard.
So I can imagine you have a little miniature shovel or digging tool.
It's like it's resting right on top, but when I try and pull it, it's even though it's so small, it's almost like it's too heavy. Like, I'm not the one who has to pull it out.
Who is the one that has to pull it out?
Man. Looks like it's showing more images.
That's all right. Just let the images come forward. Process the images in your mind first, and then you can tell me after you see the images.
It's multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my higher self's telling me that it's put there by someone else and it has to be taken out by someone else.
Okay.
It's the person suppressing you is the one that has to release you, or you have to ask them for that help.
Can we ask them for that help now? Can we bring them in?
Okay. I see Rosalind's dad. He's reaching in and he's grabbing it off.
Mm-hmm.
He's telling me that's not what he meant to do. And it's, mm-hmm. he doesn't have to say the words. I already know that wasn't the intention.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to teach me a lesson, but instead of teaching me a lesson, he gave me a burden.
Mm-hmm.
And took away my joy and happiness and made me do the same to my kids, and it grew and grew because I had more than one kid.
Mm-hmm.
And so then those kids, I did the same thing to them, and then they did it, and so mm-hmm. on and so on. And even though it's such a small little lesson, it's like the way that he yelled at me made me remember it as like a core memory
mm-hmm.
of that lifetime.
Okay. So what we want to do also, Miles, is whilst he's kindly taking that out, I want you to see if from this item there are any silver cords floating out that might look like strings from kites or strings attached to balloons.
Yeah, there's my higher self is grabbing it now.
Okay.
And he squeezes it and uh-huh. pulls down from the pointy part at the end. And one string comes out and then another. And there's, I don't know, about less than 10, but maybe around 7 or 8 or so.
Okay. So those 7 or 8 are fragments of the personality. Okay, of you over time. They're like the wounded inner child. And what I want you to do is imagine that you can gently, ever so gently, pull that string and you will see the moment in time, the child that's associated with that string. And I want you to invite them to step back into your soul. And the way you may do this is by holding out your hand or giving them a hug or looking into the pain that's in their eyes. And there's no rush, so just one at a time, follow the trail of the silver thread on the child. What we want to focus on, Miles, is as they are invited to step back in, you'll feel a specific emotion attached to each of those strings when it reintegrates. And all I need you to do is to let me know what the emotion is as they reintegrate.
It's all the strings, when I reached for them, there was multiple, and then it's like they all twisted to make one stronger strand.
Mm-hmm.
And I followed it, and I found a little boy so little. 4 or 5, mm-hmm. maybe 6 at the most. And the emotion I'm getting is just overwhelming, just love, but also sadness at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm holding him, and it's just overwhelming, just love and sadness
mm-hmm.
from his eyes. And
so I want you to let him know that he's safe.
Absolutely. And he knows he's safe.
Yep. And I want you to see if he's ready to step back in.
Yes, he's ready.
Okay, so allow him to step back in.
Oh, it's like he's dancing.
Lovely.
But like in me.
Yep. And what's the emotion you feel now?
Whole.
Mm-hmm.
And just happiness. Like I found something I've been missing.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay, so Miles, this is a note to your subconscious mind, the mind that is in charge of Miles's current incarnation. I want Miles to spend the next week, month, whatever it needs, whatever it takes, to take this little boy on a date, not like a date, but like a play date. And so for the reintegration of joy and happiness, I would like Miles to give himself permission to do what this little boy wants to do within reason, of course, but happy things, joyous things, all of the things that these little fragments have joined back in that he wasn't able to do. It's maybe just going out for an ice cream, running in the park, throwing a frisbee, colouring in. It could be a whole multitude of things. And Miles, your subconscious mind and your higher self will assist you on this part of the journey to reintegrate this fragment of your soul back in for you to experience the inner dancing inside and the inner happiness. Okay? So this will act out in your life as Miles. So now that we have, thank you very much, little boy, for reintegrating. By the way, does he have a name? He doesn't have to, but I was just curious.
No, he's not giving me a name.
Yep, that's okay. We can just refer to him as little boy or inner child, yeah?
Yeah.
So what I want you to do is, while he's just getting comfortable and just let him be, I want you to return to your body, and I want you to have a look at the bits where the nervous system isn't attached on your hands and your feet. Is there anything that we need to see there? What is stopping that nervous system from growing?
It seems like it's growing now.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it was the inner child wasn't allowed to develop the joy which stunted the nervous system? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. Good job.
Absolutely.
Well done. So just let that grow by itself. And Miles, continuing your body scan, do you see any other colors, shapes, sounds, symbols anywhere as you look from above onto your body.
No, it's that's it. Just that white nervous system. The stone's gone. It looks clean.
Okay, beautiful. So I'd like to call in the healing spirits of light and especially Archangel Raphael to step into the picture now, please. And please scan and heal with a green ray and any other rays that are appropriate today the area where that stone was in Miles's shoulders. So Miles, I just want you to relax and allow the healing to go to take place, please. So I will heal, clean, and seal the area, and then give you an emotional healing. It just relaxes. Archangel Raphael does that. And all you need to do is let me know when that is complete.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
All done.
All right.
For health.
Excellent. So thank you to your higher self. Could you look over to them for further instruction? Is there anything else that they wish to do in this session or inform you of in this session, or are we complete for today?
That's it.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Miles, thanking your higher self for coming to help us today, and thanking Rosalind and all of the children that flashed in your mind over all the lifetimes. Also thanking Rosalind's father of that lifetime for facilitating that healing and letting us know that it was unintentional. And as you continue to heal Miles over the coming days, you will release any excess emotion as you embrace this inner child and the dancing and the joy and the fun that you have been repressing. So I just want you to listen to the sound of my voice, and as you drift away, you will begin to feel heavier and heavier. And as we go down from 5 to 1, at 1 you'll awaken and re-enter the room. So with 5, feeling heavier. With 4, releasing all outdated emotions and vows and feelings of heaviness. With 3, beginning to feel yourself on your chair in the room that you're in now as Miles. With 2, starting to feel yourself back in the body, allowing yourself to orientate and feel heavy on the chair, perhaps wriggling your toes or your hands, beginning to consciously breathe. And then 1, stepping back into the room, eyes opening, feeling awake and refreshed now.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Okay, so probably not what you expected.
No. Not at all. But I feel good.
That's good. Makes sense though, doesn't it?
It does. Ooh. Wow. Yeah, that wasn't what I expected. Not the coolest thing that you would see in a past life regression, but something that
really important. Yeah, because it's that one moment in time then fractured off the personality and then created repercussions. The smallest things, as you said, the smallest things leave the biggest impact, and we've now released that. So the only thing I want you to do is take very good care of yourself, Miles, and know that we've had this theme of fun all the way through, haven't we? Through all the lifetimes we've visited, in between lifetimes, about the fun and the joy and feeling tied down by responsibility and burdens. And this one little child who's representative of all the children was holding that burden, and they're now free and reintegrated with you. So your job, your homework, Miles, is to indulge your inner child. Okay, whatever that may be, that doesn't mean go and buy a sports car. It just means do the small things. If there was a toy that you wanted in a lifetime, that was like a toy soldier or a matchbox car or something, you have permission to use it as a symbol and give yourself that. Or if there was an ice cream cake that you never got to go to, or you wanted to go water slide or whatever it might be, just allow yourself to indulge that inner child, to bring that spark into the physical, to manifest it back into your current life. And who knows, it'll be infectious and rub off on your family, your wife, and the rest of the people around you, and they can indulge their inner child as well.
Awesome.
Okay. So there's nothing to...
Great homework.
It does sound like great homework, doesn't it? If you're a girl, I'd say go and buy that Barbie doll, but heck, you never know. Maybe there's a Ken... Maybe there's a Ken doll out there or a G.I. Joe that you need to purchase.
Yeah.
You can do it from a $2 store or an op shop if money is an issue, but you just don't censor this urge. Heck, it might be that you just want to sit outside and eat strawberries or something like that. I don't know. But just have fun with it and see where it takes you and enjoy.
I will. I sure will.
Okay. Thank you for joining me once again, and I look forward to seeing you on another adventure sometime soon.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.